Little Red Riding Hood.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived in a village near the forest.
Whenever she went out, the little girl wore red riding cloaks. Everyone in the village called her Little Red Riding Hood.
One morning, Little Red Riding Hood asked her mother,
"Please, may I go visit Grandma? It's been such a while since we've seen each other."
"That's a good idea,"
her mother said.
So they packed a nice basket of goodies for Little Red Riding Hood to take to her grandmother.
When the basket was ready, the little girl put on her red cloak and kissed her mother goodbye.
"Remember, go straight to Grandma's house. Don't dawdle along the way, and please don't talk to strangers. The woods are dangerous."
"Don't worry, Mum. I'll be careful,"
replied Little Red Riding Hood.
However, when Little Red Riding Hood noticed the beautiful spring flowers in the woods, she forgot her promise to her mother. She decided to pick some flowers to take to her grandma.
Little Red was enjoying herself so much that she didn't notice the dark shadow behind her. Suddenly, a shaggy grey wolf appeared beside her.
"What are you doing out here, little girl?"
the wolf asked in a friendly voice.
"I'm on my way to take this basket of goodies to my grandma, who lives through the forest in the cottage near the brook," Little Red Riding Hood replied.
Realizing how late she was, she quickly excused herself and rushed off.
The wolf, in the meantime, took a shortcut. A few minutes later, he arrived at Grandma's and knocked lightly on the door.
"Oh, thank goodness, dear. Come in, come in. I was worried that something had happened to you in the forest,"
said Grandma, thinking that the knock was her granddaughter.
The wolf let himself in. Poor Granny did not have time to say another word before the wolf gobbled her up in one mouthful.
The wolf let out a satisfying grunt and then poked through Grandma's wardrobe to find a nightgown and cap.
He quickly pulled them on and jumped into the bed, pulling the covers over his nose.
A few minutes later,
Red Riding Hood knocked on the door.
"Who is it?"
the wolf called in a crackly voice.
"It's me, Little Red Riding Hood."
"Oh, how lucky. Do come in, my dear,"
croaked the wolf.
When Little Red entered the cottage, she could hardly recognize Grandma.
"Huh? Grandma, your voice sounds so odd. Is something the matter?"
she asked.
"Oh, I just have a touch of cold,"
squeaked the wolf.
"But Grandma, what big ears you have,"
said Little Red as she edged up closer to the bed.
"Oh, the better to hear you with, my dear,"
replied the wolf.
"But Grandma, what big eyes you have,"
said Little Red uncertainly.
"Oh, the better to see you with, my dear,"
replied the wolf.
"But Grandma, what big teeth you have,"
said Little Red, her voice quivering slightly.
"Oh, the better to eat you with, my dear,"
roared the wolf as he leapt out of the bed. Almost too late, Little Red realized that the person in the bed was not her grandmother,
but a hungry wolf. She ran across the room and through the door,
loudly shouting,
"Help, help, save me from the wolf!"
A woodsman who was chopping logs nearby heard the cry and ran towards the cottage as fast as he could.
"Help is on its way,"
he cried. He grabbed the wolf and made him
spit out. Poor Grandma, who was a bit frazzled but still in one piece.
"Oh, Grandma, I was so scared,"
sobbed Little Red.
"I'll never speak to strangers or daughter in the forest again."
Once the woodsman had got rid of the wolf,
Little Red, Grandma, and the woodsman all
sat down to share the goodies from the basket.
"Let me take you home safely,"
offered the woodsman, and Little Red gratefully accepted.
"Goodbye, Grandma,"
she called.
"Take good care of yourself, and remember not to dawdle or talk to strangers, especially wolves."
The end.